Well, Talking Head, or general film, or and general film synopsis here, or a series, are rivers. You know, have a team of a film team or several film teams, or just tell the story in general. Best is if one can go there with boats to the rivers, main rivers of the world, we can start with. And for instance, one could just travel with a boat down the Ganga and have a film team on that boat. Then develop this, which is kind of documentary series. One just goes down there, one visits villages on the way. That's it. And talk to people. How are you? How is the river? Is Mother Ganga healthy? How important is Mother Ganga for you and for the people in India? Those kind of questions. And it could be very entertaining. I think I recorded or this kind of idea a long time ago, actually, so I'll just do it again, because the coolest of all things would be if you have some famous person, for instance, musicians that are very famous and who like India, for instance, on that boat, which would, of course, step it up a notch when it comes to production requirements and things like that. But anyway, it's an idea. And then tell the story also with a speaker or through little, not just on the boat all the time, but, you know, tell little stories. Parallel to this, of the importance of the rivers, environmentally, even spiritually, as in the case of Ganga. And I'm right now looking at a documentary on Swedish television about building a dam in Ethiopia, where the Nile River starts up, there's a lake there, and how Egypt, down there at the end, are almost ready to go to war with Ethiopia because they are not supposed to take the water. We are going to have the water because they built some huge desert growing plants, growing, what is it, sugar beets. I mean, you can tell so many stories. I mean, why sugar beets? And then the Arab Emirates are involved investing in that. And they said, money, money, money. And they got the Nile. And then you got the farmers there that they interview who just look at the whole thing and their mother Nile, the river. They like in India, they see the Nile as their parent. And they have completely different views on this. They're just taking away the water from our fields. And because they are living the way they have been living for hundreds and thousands of years there. So those are important and to talk to. So the idea could be, if you start doing it in India, for instance, to do something like that. Talk to the farmers. Of course, you need to have those who know the languages. And then you could put a lot of entertainment into it. You come to a village, maybe they have a little festival there. There's so many festivals in India and villages. Or music performances. You just, for instance, if this can become a little famous, you have some kind of promotion team included in the in this what production, who go there to each village in advance, beforehand, put up posters or whatever, and make some advertisement for this. So when this boat comes chugging down there with our film team and whatever, whoever is there, and we stop that because it's all scheduled in that village, and I'm sure they're going to make a big party for this. That's how people are in India. So I think this could be a very good idea, and you can do it in different countries all over the world. And I would like to say that it would be good to put a general end of colonialism message into this.